One of the library's neighbors and a friend of the Philatelic Society was the Aquatic Mammal Art Collective, a precursor to the Dolphin Discovery Tour program based in Cancun, Mexico. In 1976, marine biologist Maya de Cozumel wanted to start a program here in the Bay Area to foster intraspecies communication between humans and dolphins. However, Maya's method was based on means other than verbal language. With courses such as underwater painting and sculpture with mackerel and herring, the program was a moderate success, though operating costs meant only a few could afford the program, mostly celebrities and other artists seeking inspiration. In fact, Douglas Adams wrote his 1984 book, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, as a thinly disguised memoir of his own experiences in California meeting with Maya and her dolphins. You may be thinking to yourselves, what do dolphins and stamps have to do with each other? Wouldn't the stamps get wet? In fact, dolphins were very common subjects of stamps from elsewhere around this period. Much like in Adams' book, dolphins are even more intelligent than we humans give them credit for. In the wild, it is believed they also possess the ability to come and go from elsewhere as they please. Because of this, they are a frequent symbol for fast and easy communication between the two places. In 1988, when the Rincon Center was redeveloped, Maya's small troop of dolphins and their artistic achievements were immortalized here by local Bay Area artist Joan Brown. Did you see all of them? Please proceed northwest to the next destination on your map before playing the next audio track.